Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
South Africa thrashed New Zealand in the opening 2020 international in Durban. New Zealand were bowled out for just 86, with all of South Africa's pace attack among the wickets. Rory Kleinwald was named man of the match for his 3 for 18, while Chris Morris, Robin Peterson and Dale Steyn collected 2 wickets apiece. For New Zealand, who were fielding 4 debutants, Colin Munro top scored with 23 and was one of only 3 men to reach double figures. Predictably, South Africa knocked off the runs relatively quickly to win by 8 wickets in the 13th over. Standing captain Faf du Plessis ended on 38, with exciting young wicketkeeper Quinton de Kock on 28. South Africa had earlier been dealt a blow with the news that fast bowler Lonwabo Sotsobe would miss a 3-match series after picking up an ankle injury. West Indies women and South Africa women have both named their squads for the 5-match one-day international series between the two sides, which begins in St Kitts on the 7th of January. West Indies will again be led by Marissa Aguilera and include ICC Women's One Day Player of the Year Stephanie Taylor as their vice-captain. They have discarded batter Brittany Cooper and all-rounder Stacey Ann King from the squad that reached the semi-finals of the ICC World 2020, with wicketkeeper June Ogler-Thomas included after playing her only one-day match to date in 2011. South Africa welcome back stalwart Criselda Brits to their squad. The 29-year-old returns with the World Cup just around the corner after taking an indefinite break from cricket to concentrate on her off-field career. Johnny Bairstow has become the latest England player to return home. The Yorkshire wicketkeeper, who was surprisingly not selected for the first 2020 international which England lost yesterday, has gone home due to family reasons. South Africa's convener of selectors Andrew Hudson has admitted originally telling wicketkeeper Tami Solakeli that he would be picked to play the forthcoming test matches against New Zealand. Solakeli has been part of South Africa's test squads for the series against England and Australia and thought that he had received assurances that he would be in the starting 11 against New Zealand. As it happens, he was not included in the squad announced recently after AB de Villiers decided that he would like to continue with his role behind the stumps. The West Indies Cricket Board has announced the dates of the tri-series against India and Sri Lanka, which will be played in Jamaica and Trinidad next year. The hosts will play India in Kingston on the 28th of June, with the final match on the 11th of July. Zimbabwe won a place at the ICC Women's World 2020, which will be held in Bangladesh in 2014 after impressing during the African qualifiers. They finished second behind South Africa, who already had a place in the tournament.